This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
And I want you to notice that the first thing Jesus did when he came to the temple, let's read verse 12. Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. Merchants had turned the temple courtyards into trader's world, flea market. It's exactly what it was. They had set up money-changing booths. They had set up selling doves, selling things to be used in sacrifice at the temple. And they turned it into a business area. And Jesus is offended because, I'll tell you why he was offended. This is a little secret here. He's God. That's why he was offended. You have turned the house of God into a den of thieves. And he quotes from the book of Jeremiah, I believe, or Isaiah, my house will be called a house of prayer. You know what Jesus was doing there? I don't know if you catch it. He was taking authority over this most sacred place in the life of the Orthodox Jew. Jesus earlier in the gospel said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath, which was the most sacred day in the life of the Jew, and now he takes authority over the temple. That's no accident. He's claiming to be God when he did that. Who else would have the power and authority to say, you have turned my house into a den of thieves? Only the Lord God could say that. And that's what Jesus said with authority, with power that he had. And it's interesting. I'm always interested in word meanings. I found out that phrase drove out, I think is used in King James as cast out. It means to eject, like an umpire or a referee at a football game, a basketball game, eject somebody out of the game, a coach, player, or even a fan. Somebody, first service, told me they were ejected out of a game as a fan in the stands. I didn't know umpires and refs could do that. That's the kind of people that come to first service that get thrown out of games. A rough bunch. And that's the word. That's the word that's used, that the Lord ejected. Now here's my question. What would the Lord want to eject out of your life? What would he come in and say, you know, the first thing, I'm God, you're not. I'm the Lord of heaven and earth, you're not. The first thing, this has got to go. Could be a habit. Be something you do on a regular basis. But you know what? It could be an attitude of your spirit. Your resentment toward your brother or sister's got to go. Your hatred toward that coworker, it's got to go. Your ill will, your malice, and that's what malice is, ill will. It's when you want somebody else to fail. You want somebody else to get bad news from the doctor. You want somebody else to have trouble in their marriage or have trouble with their kids. That's malice. And the Lord comes in and says, I want you to get rid of that malice. What would he cast out of your life or my life? Because that's what he does. And I want to suggest that's the first stage of a makeover. Before the Lord does anything in my life, he casts out stuff out of my life. And I really believe that with all my heart. I didn't share this in the first service, but when the Lord does changes in your life, you have got to realize that it's going to impact, listen carefully, it's going to impact other people too. If you're married and the Lord changes your life as a husband, it's going to impact your wife, whether you know it or not. You're a wife and the Lord works in your life, it's going to impact your husband, it's going to impact your kids. So when God makes changes in a person's life, it impacts other people. There's a ripple effect that goes out from that.
Well, this message from Matthew 21 about the cleansing of the temple will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. We mentioned at the beginning of the week that Friday, this Friday, is the 1,000th broadcast of Cross Hope on the Family Talk Channel on Sirius XM. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. To listen to any message you missed or to find out more about our ministry that we call Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.